Welcome to Strange Fog News, your source for all the peculiar occurrences happening in the quaint town of Fog, Texas. In this captivating report, we dive into the extraordinary events, eccentric characters, and unexplainable phenomena that make Fog a place like no other. Get ready to unravel the mysteries and embrace the strangeness that envelops this charming community. Stay tuned as we peel back the layers of normalcy to reveal the captivating secrets that lie beneath the surface of Fog, Texas. A team of construction workers stumbled upon a network of mysterious tunnels hidden beneath the historic town of Fog. The shocking discovery has ignited curiosity and sparked ghostly tales among the residents, leading some to believe that the tunnels may be haunted. The tunnels, which date back to the town's early days, were unearthed during routine construction work near the town square. Initially thought to be remnants of an old utility system, the workers soon realized that they had stumbled upon something far more intriguing. Local historians and archaeologists quickly descended upon the scene to examine the enigmatic tunnels. Dr. Emma Thompson, renowned historian and curator at the Fog Historical Society, expressed her excitement about the find. "These tunnels are unlike anything we've ever encountered before in Fog. They seem to have been deliberately concealed and hold secrets that could shed light on the town's history," she said. As rumors of paranormal activity began to circulate, the residents of Fog found themselves captivated by the eerie allure of the tunnels. Tales of ghostly apparitions, mysterious footsteps, and disembodied voices have added to the lore surrounding the underground passageways. Some believe that the tunnels were used by clandestine groups or harbored long-forgotten secrets, while others are convinced they are haunted by restless spirits. Local authorities are urging caution and have restricted access to the tunnels until further investigations can be carried out. They have enlisted the help of paranormal experts and ghost hunters to explore the depths and unravel the mysteries that lie within. "Our priority is to ensure the safety of our residents and maintain the integrity of the investigation," stated Sheriff Ethan Mitchell. The discovery has also sparked excitement among thrill seekers and enthusiasts of the supernatural, who are eagerly awaiting the chance to explore the haunted tunnels firsthand. Local businesses have even begun organizing ghost tours, promising an adrenaline-filled experience for those brave enough to venture into the unknown. As the town of Fog braces itself for an influx of visitors and paranormal enthusiasts, the haunted tunnels have become the talk of the town. Whether the tunnels hold the key to long-forgotten secrets or are merely a figment of the imagination, one thing is certain: Fog is in for an intriguing and hair-raising journey into its past. The residents eagerly await the results of the ongoing investigations, hoping to unravel the enigma that lies beneath their feet. Until then, Fog's haunted tunnels will continue to capture the imagination and keep the town's ghostly tales alive. In a delightful twist of fate, the residents of Fog have been left amazed by a local toy store's Magic 8 Ball that seems to possess an uncanny ability to provide infallibly accurate predictions. Fog's Toy Emporium has become the talk of the town, as customers line up to experience the mystical powers of that never-wrong Magic 8 Ball. Word of the extraordinary toy quickly spread after several customers reported receiving spot-on answers to their queries. The store's owner, Mr. Samuel Peterson, was just as astonished as his customers. "We've sold plenty of Magic 8 Balls before, but this one is truly remarkable. It seems to have tapped into some unknown source of wisdom," he remarked with a twinkle in his eye. The never-wrong Magic 8 Ball, displayed prominently in the store's front window, has attracted curious individuals seeking insight into various aspects of their lives. Customers have reported seeking advice on everything from career choices and love interests to lottery numbers and the weather, and the Magic 8 Ball has provided precise responses without fail. Emma Roberts, a local resident who tried her luck with the never-wrong Magic 8 Ball, was astonished by the accuracy of its predictions. "I asked if I should take that new job offer, and it said, without a doubt. Lo and behold, I got the job, and it's been a fantastic opportunity. I can't explain it, but this Magic 8 Ball seems to know things," she exclaimed. The phenomenon has piqued the interest of experts and skeptics alike. Dr. Daniel Collins, a renowned psychologist at Fog University, offered his perspective on the matter. "While it's tempting to dismiss this as mere chance or coincidence, the consistency of the Magic 8 Ball's accurate predictions raises intriguing questions, it's possible that a rare manufacturing anomaly or a convergence of extraordinary factors has endowed this particular toy with an exceptional predictive ability, he theorized. As news of the Never Wrong Magic 8-Ball spreads, Fogg's Toy Emporium has experienced a surge in customers, with people from neighboring towns also flocking to witness the incredible phenomenon. The store has even hired additional staff to accommodate the growing demand and maintain order as eager patrons seek their own answers from the enigmatic toy. Mr. Peterson has assured customers that the store is working closely with the toy manufacturer to investigate the mysterious phenomenon. He emphasized that every effort is being made to uncover the secret behind the Never Wrong Magic 8-Ball's accuracy while ensuring its availability to the public. For now, Fogg's Toy Emporium remains a hub of excitement and wonder, with customers eagerly awaiting their turn to consult the extraordinary Never Wrong Magic 8-Ball. Whether it is an enchanting anomaly or a stroke of pure luck, one thing is certain. Fogg's residents have found a touch of magic in their lives, courtesy of a humble toy store. The normally tranquil atmosphere of Fogg's public library has been transformed into a place of intrigue and mystery as whispers are said to emanate from the very pages of its books. Visitors to the library have reported hearing soft, indistinct whispers that seem to surround them, leaving many fascinated and captivated by the enigmatic phenomenon. The ethereal whispers were first noticed by a curious reader who was engrossed in a novel, only to be startled by the faint sound of voices seemingly originating from the pages. Word of the peculiar occurrence spread quickly, drawing the attention of locals and book enthusiasts alike. Library staff, led by the head librarian Mrs. Margaret Thompson, have been inundated with inquiries from both concerned and intrigued patrons. Mrs. Thompson, known for her dedication to fostering a love for literature, acknowledged the phenomenon and assured visitors that the library's primary concern is the well-being and comfort of its guests. "We are aware of the reports of whispers coming from our books and have thoroughly investigated the matter," Mrs. Thompson explained. "While we have not been able to determine the exact source of these mysterious sounds, we can assure everyone that there is no cause for alarm. Our library remains a safe and welcoming place for all." Numerous theories have emerged as to the origin of the whispers. Some patrons speculate that the voices may be the remnants of long-gone readers, their thoughts and emotions forever imprinted within the pages. Others entertain the possibility of a supernatural presence, believing that the whispers may be the work of spirits seeking to communicate. Local paranormal enthusiasts and researchers have flocked to the library, armed with recording equipment and curiosity. They hope to capture and analyze the whispers in an attempt to unravel their cryptic nature. Additionally, renowned experts in the field of acoustics and audio phenomena have been invited to investigate the unique auditory occurrence. Despite the intrigue, the library remains a bustling hub for book lovers and knowledge seekers, with many embracing the whispers as a mystical element that enhances the reading experience. Some visitors even claim that the whispers add an otherworldly depth to the stories, making their literary adventures all the more immersive. As the whispers continue to captivate the community, the library staff has embraced the phenomenon as an opportunity to foster dialogue and appreciation for literature. Special events and discussion groups centered around the whispers have been organized, encouraging patrons to share their experiences and interpretations. Whether the whispers are a product of the imagination, an unexplained acoustic phenomenon, or something more mystical in nature, they have undeniably left an indelible mark on Fogg's Public Library. Visitors now enter the building with a sense of anticipation, eagerly awaiting the possibility of encountering the enigmatic whispers that have made the library a unique destination for literature and intrigue. Brace yourselves, Fogg residents, for a wrestling extravaganza like no other as the renowned Cryptid Wrestling League sets its sights on our humble town. Get ready to witness epic battles between legendary creatures and laugh until your sides hurt at the uproarious antics in the ring. In a surprising turn of events, Fogg has been chosen as the next stop for the CWL's touring spectacle, leaving locals both excited and bewildered at the prospect of witnessing cryptids in spandex. From Bigfoot body slams to Loch Ness monster leg drops, this one-of-a-kind wrestling event promises to be a night of pure hilarity and over-the-top entertainment. Famous wrestling commentator and avid cryptid enthusiast, Jim "The Howler" Henderson, couldn't contain his excitement about the upcoming event. "I've been in the wrestling business for years, but this is truly a dream come true," he exclaimed. "Who knew we'd get the chance to see Sasquatch suplexes and Chupacabra chair shots right here in Fogg?" The CWL, known for its eccentric cast of wrestlers embodying mythical creatures and urban legends, has gained a cult following across the country. From the legendary Mothman with his mesmerizing moves to the agile and elusive Jersey Devil, each wrestler brings their unique charm to the ring. To add to the hilarity, the CWL has even introduced its own cryptid-inspired wrestling moves. Get ready for the Thundering Yeti Slam, the Banshee Whale Submission Hold, and the Loch Ness Splash, among others. The mix of outrageous character personas and outlandish moves promises to keep the audience on the edge of their seats, alternating between awe and fits of laughter. Local businesses have jumped on the cryptid bandwagon, offering special promotions and themed menus in celebration of the event. We'll be serving up our famous Bigfoot Burger and Chupacabra Chili to honor the wrestlers, said Hank's Diner owner, Sally Johnson. We can't wait to see what surprises the CWL has in store for us. With tickets selling faster than a jackalope on roller skates, organizers have urged wrestling fans to secure their seats early. The event is expected to draw not only the town's residents but also enthusiasts from neighboring cities, eager to witness this once-in-a-lifetime spectacle. So mark your calendars, fog, because the Cryptid Wrestling League is bringing the laughs, the thrills, and the mythical mayhem to our doorstep. Prepare to roar with laughter, gasp in astonishment, and cheer on your favorite cryptid as they grapple their way to glory. It's going to be a wild ride that you won't want to miss. Dear Strange Fog News listeners, we hope you've enjoyed immersing yourself in the captivating tales and peculiar wonders of Fog, Texas. As we continue to bring you the latest updates on the town's extraordinary occurrences, we rely on the support of our dedicated audience to keep this unusual journey going. Producing quality content and uncovering the mysteries of Fog requires resources and investment. That's why we kindly ask for your support through donations. Your contributions will enable us to delve deeper into the enigmatic stories, conduct thorough investigations, and shed light on the unexplainable phenomena that make Fog truly remarkable. If you find value in our reports and would like to contribute to the ongoing exploration of Fog's secrets, we invite you to consider making a donation. Your generosity, no matter the amount, will directly impact our ability to continue bringing you the weird and wonderful from this extraordinary town. To make a donation, please do so on this very itch.io page. We are incredibly grateful for your support in unraveling the mysteries of Fog, Texas. Thank you for being a part of this captivating journey, and together, let's keep embracing the strange. Now, back to the news. A group of botanists exploring the outskirts of Fog have stumbled upon a collection of gigantic carnivorous plants, sparking both awe and concern among the town's residents. The remarkable discovery has ignited curiosity and raised questions about the origins and potential dangers of these monstrous botanical specimens. The botanists, led by Dr. Amelia Roberts from Fog University, were conducting routine field research when they stumbled upon a hidden grove teeming with towering, flesh-eating flora. Towering at over 10 feet in height, these massive plants sport intricate and colorful petals, concealing deadly traps designed to ensnare unsuspecting prey. Dr. Roberts expressed her astonishment at the find, stating, "This is an unprecedented discovery in the realm of botany. While carnivorous plants are not unheard of, these specimens far exceed their ordinary counterparts in both size and predatory capabilities." Local authorities and botanical experts have been called in to assess the potential risks associated with the newfound flora. Preliminary examinations indicate that the carnivorous plants are likely related to the notorious Venus flytrap, but their unprecedented size raises concerns about their ability to trap larger animals and pose a threat to human safety. Residents of Fog have been advised to exercise caution and avoid venturing into the area where the carnivorous plants were discovered. Authorities have cordoned off the site to prevent curious onlookers from getting too close to the potentially hazardous plants. Signs warning of the presence of dangerous flora have been erected, urging people to stay away for their own safety. Scientists are now working diligently to study the newfound specimens and unlock the secrets behind their extraordinary growth and predatory behavior. Dr. Harold Morgan, a renowned botanist and consultant to the investigation, speculated, "These carnivorous plants may have evolved in response to unique environmental conditions or an influx of nutrients, resulting in their colossal size. Unraveling their biology will undoubtedly shed light on the delicate balance between plants and their prey." The discovery has also attracted attention from botanical enthusiasts and researchers worldwide, who are eager to delve into the intricacies of these gargantuan carnivorous plants. Fog's newfound botanical wonders have the potential to rewrite scientific textbooks and inspire new understandings of the plant kingdom's astonishing diversity. As the investigation into these giant carnivorous plants progresses, the town of Fog finds itself in the midst of an extraordinary botanical phenomenon. The presence of these flesh-eating flora serves as a reminder of nature's awe-inspiring complexity and the delicate balance that exists between predator and prey. The quaint residence of Emily Sanchez in Fog has become the focal point of an eerie haunting that has left both residents and paranormal enthusiasts intrigued and unsettled. Mysterious occurrences and unexplained phenomena have gripped the Sanchez home, casting a shadow of fear and curiosity over the community. The unsettling experiences began several weeks ago when Emily Sanchez, a longtime resident of Fog, started noticing unusual and inexplicable happenings within her home. Doors would creak open and slam shut on their own, objects would move without any visible cause, and chilling whispers would echo through the halls when the house was seemingly empty. "I've lived in this house for years, and I've never experienced anything like this," Sanchez revealed with a tremor in her voice. "The eerie sounds and unexplained events have shaken me to my core. It's like there's an unseen presence lurking in every corner." News of the haunting quickly spread, capturing the attention of paranormal investigators and enthusiasts who flocked to the Sanchez home in hopes of unraveling the mystery. Experts armed with EMF detectors, infrared cameras, and other specialized equipment have conducted extensive investigations, documenting unusual fluctuations in electromagnetic fields and capturing unexplained phenomena on video. Local psychic medium, Mrs. Cassandra Summers, who has been involved in the investigation, believes that the Sanchez home is a focal point for spiritual energy. "There's a strong presence here, restless and desperate to communicate," she shared. "We're dealing with a spirit or entity that has a message to convey or unfinished business to resolve." While the exact nature and origins of the haunting remain shrouded in mystery, the community has rallied around Emily Sanchez, offering support and guidance during this unsettling time. Local historians have delved into the town's archives in search of any historical events or connections that may shed light on the supernatural occurrences. The Sanchez home has become a magnet for the curious and the brave, with residents gathering outside in hushed whispers, sharing stories and theories about the haunting. Speculations range from tales of a tragic past resident to stories of restless spirits seeking solace in the earthly realm. Despite the eerie happenings, Emily Sanchez remains determined to uncover the truth behind the haunting and restore peace to her home. "I won't let fear consume me," she declared. "I'm committed to understanding what's happening and finding a resolution. This is my home, and I won't let any paranormal presence force me out." As the investigation continues, the Emily Sanchez home stands as a chilling reminder of the unseen forces that surround us. The haunting has become a topic of fascination and speculation, leaving the residents of Fog captivated by the unknown and yearning for answers. Prepare to be charmed and delighted as a family of leprechauns brings a touch of whimsy to downtown Fog with their newly opened antique store. That's right, folks. The elusive creatures of Irish folklore have chosen our humble town as the setting for their enchanting enterprise. The O'Reilly family, consisting of Patty, Fiona, and their mischievous children, Seamus and Maeve, have transformed a quaint storefront into a treasure trove of antiques and curiosities that rival the Rainbow's End. The shelves are lined with unique trinkets, vintage furniture, and relics from times long past, all presented with a delightful touch of Irish charm. Visitors to the O'Reilly's store, aptly named Leprechaun's Legacy Antiques, are welcomed by the cheerful jingle of a tiny bell atop the door and the mischievous twinkle in the eyes of the Leprechaun family. The playful banter between the O'Reillys and their customers adds an element of whimsy to the shopping experience. "Come and find a pot of antique gold at Leprechaun's Legacy," exclaims Paddy O'Reilly, his infectious laughter filling the store. "We've got treasures that would make even the most elusive leprechaun green with envy." The O'Reilly's store not only offers a wide selection of unique and intriguing items but also adds an interactive touch to the shopping experience. Seamus and Maeve, with their nimble fingers and mischievous personalities, love to engage customers with entertaining magic tricks and riddles, providing a glimpse into the world of leprechaun folklore. Local resident and customer, Mrs. Edna Johnson, expressed her delight with the charming establishment. It's like stepping into a magical realm when you enter Leprechaun's Legacy, she gushed. The O'Reilly family's warmth and their incredible selection of antiques make it a truly special place. And Seamus and Maeve's antics always bring a smile to my face. In addition to their distinctive inventory, the O'Reillys are known for their whimsical store events. From Shamrock Saturdays, featuring live Irish music and dancing, to Pot of Gold auctions, where customers can bid on unique items, the store is always abuzz with laughter and a touch of Irish luck. The O'Reilly family has become a beloved addition to the community, bringing not only their delightful store but also their generous spirit. A portion of the store's proceeds is donated to local charities, ensuring that the magic of the Leprechauns extends beyond their enchanting shop. So, if you find yourself in downtown Fog, be sure to follow the rainbow to Leprechaun's Legacy Antiques. Prepare to be transported into a world of whimsy and wonder, where the mischievous leprechauns and their treasures await. But remember, don't blink or you might miss a glimpse of their elusive gold. Trees throughout the town of Fog have undergone a perplexing transformation, as if engaged in a whimsical dance of their own. Residents are scratching their heads as they witness trees inexplicably changing positions overnight, creating a surreal landscape that has left the community in awe and arborists struggling for answers. The unusual phenomenon was first noticed by early morning joggers and dog walkers who were startled to find familiar trees seemingly relocated from their original spots. Trees that once adorned parks, street corners, and private properties now stand in surprising new arrangements, as if part of a peculiar arboreal choreography. Local resident Mark Thompson was taken aback when he discovered the changes during his usual morning walk. "I've lived here for years, and these trees have always stood in the same places. Now, it's like they decided to play musical chairs overnight," he exclaimed with a mixture of bewilderment and amusement. Arborists and forestry experts from the Fog Botanical Society have been called upon to investigate the inexplicable phenomenon. They have carefully examined the trees and their surroundings, searching for clues as to what could have caused this unprecedented tree relocation. Dr. Lily Hernandez, a botanist and member of the Fog Botanical Society, expressed her astonishment at the situation. "Trees are rooted beings, and their movement on such a scale is highly unusual. We are currently exploring various hypotheses, including geological shifts, subtle changes in environmental factors, or even a hitherto unknown arboreal behavior." The Fog Botanical Society has urged residents to remain cautious and patient as investigations continue. The organization is keen to ensure the safety of both the trees and the community, especially considering the potential impact on infrastructure and the need to maintain a harmonious urban ecosystem. The community, however, has embraced the whimsical nature of the phenomenon, with locals jokingly referring to it as Fog's Dancing Forest, and taking the opportunity to create impromptu poetry and artwork inspired by the ever-changing tree formations. As scientists work diligently to unravel the mystery, residents and visitors have become amateur sleuths, sharing theories and speculations about the sudden tree relocation. Some suggest supernatural forces, while others contemplate the influence of mischievous woodland creatures or even a hidden ley line that runs beneath the town. While the exact cause remains uncertain, Fog's residents have come to appreciate the enchanting nature of their town's unique phenomenon. They are encouraged to embrace the unexpected and find joy in the ever-evolving landscape that has transformed their once familiar trees into a living, breathing testament to nature's unending mysteries. And that concludes another intriguing edition of Strange Fog News, where we've delved into the extraordinary happenings in the enigmatic town of Fog, Texas. From unexplained phenomena to eccentric characters, we've brought you the latest on the inexplicable and kept you on the edge of your seat. Remember to keep your eyes peeled and your curiosity alive, as Fog continues to captivate with its ever-unfolding secrets. Until next time, stay curious, stay peculiar, and keep exploring the enigmatic world of Fog, Texas. Goodbye for now, and may the strange be with you.